About 4 weeks later passed by, and I happened to be in a church nearby in Spindale. Somebody comes over, and it's Pastor Miles' 30th anniversary in ministry at church there, and there's a gold letter invitation to the governor's luncheon, who was coming, the governor of the state coming in and giving him the Palmetto Award, the highest award in the state you can receive that was being given to him by the governor. And there was a special luncheon that only the elders of the fellowship were invited to afterwards with the pastor. And all the elders were invited, and only one pastor was allowed to be there with the governor of all the other people. My wife and I. And then there was another invitation, and that was to go back to his home and just a few people. And he sat in the home, the elders that I had repented to over the phone 6 months earlier. And he said, "Jack has the message of the hour. I've never heard a more powerful revelation of what God's doing at a certain moment in time. This is the message that will change the world. Every one of you needs to get this message." And within the week, I was booked in every one of their churches. And we went from starvation, barely able to make it, barely able to get by, 7 years of suffering, 7 years of trying to build a ministry as an orphan, and therefore never receiving an inheritance as sons. But when I came and I repented to the spiritual authorities in my life for the lack of a spirit of sonship, though I had done outwardly all the right things, when I came and repented, then God gave me the inheritance that we had been praying for 17 years. God, send us to the nations. And it was just a few weeks later, John Arnott, sitting in our home, come down on a time of retreat with the leaders, took them out fishing, had a fish fry at our house, and John Arnott says, "Can you come to Toronto?" And he'd never heard me speak, except for a testimony. "Can you come and minister the Father's love at the Father Loves You conference?" And from there, it's gone to 100 nations. How many ministries here? How many people? How many souls not won? How many souls not healed? Because of our lack of humility. Because the depth of humility it takes, especially when many of the times you're right, but you responded with the wrong attitude. Pride, independence, self-reliance. How many ministries will never get off the ground in this room? Will never impact a city, will never impact a nation, because they lack the spirit of sonship. We must forgive our earthly fathers, and then I do believe there's a place. Use wisdom, but there's a place of going to them and asking them to forgive you for the lack of submission that you had in their lives. And many times you were right, but you had the wrong attitude. It's never about being right. It's about the hard attitude of meekness and gentleness. This book is not all about truth. The truth this book is all about is love, forgiveness, and compassion. If you major on it as truth, it becomes a club. You beat people in the head over it. If you treat it as the truth of love, compassion, and forgiveness, it becomes a scalpel that circumcises the heart and turns us into the image of the Father's love. Number 6. We need to renounce the vows, the inner vows, and the strongholds that we made against fathering. "I'll just do it my way sometimes. When will my father let it do it my way? I'll not let them control me again. I'll not put myself in a place to where I'm dominated or abused again. I'll not trust again." I mean, there are endless lists of inner vows we've made that have led to a stronghold of independence, self-reliance, unbelief, distrust, fears, insecurity, control, rebellion, and it all is listed under one thing, the orphan spirit. And we've got to renounce these unbeliefs, these structures of unbeliefs, as we will do here, and we'll pray together in a minute. And then number 7. Expect a homecoming. We may miss lunch today. expect a homecoming. John 14:18, I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. As we've walked through forgiveness, repentance, humility, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Verse 21, I will disclose myself to you. Disclose, in Greek, I will make known to one or more of your five senses. Verse 23, he who loves me and keeps my word, repentance, humility. He who loves me and keeps my word, my Father will love him, and we, Father and I, will make our home in him. And the homecoming is a phileo experience. It's Luke 15, verse 20. The Father will run to you. Humility and a hard attitude from give me, give me, give me to change me, change me, change me. Humility, turning your face upon sinner. Father's right there with arms outstretched. He's not mad at you. He will leave the house for the good son. He'll leave the party. He'll leave the house. He's not embarrassed at your behavior. He'll come out of the party. He'll not criticize you. He'll not lecture you. He will beg you. He will plead with you to draw you back into Father's house. And expect it to be a homecoming, a phileo experience, an experience of natural demonstrated affection. John 14:21. He'll disclose, he'll make his love known to one or more of your five senses, and then be ready for number eight. Be ready to receive your inheritance. Be ready to receive your inheritance. John 14, verse 12. The works that Jesus did, even greater works than these shall you do, because you go unto the Father, because I go unto the Father. Expect family members to be brought in. Expect the nation, Psalm 2:8. The Father, give me the nations as my inheritance. You'll see the gift of God and the love of God beginning to flow through. And it's been 3 years since this breaking, 4 years almost, since three and a half, since November of 97, since the spirit of sonship began to come in. It began to be released within as it was released within me in 97, it was January 98, my son came home. My son came home. I was reaping in my son, my oldest son, what I'd been sowing in spiritual authorities for many years. My son came home in brokenness and humility, and his heart was restored to me. Part of our inheritance. We receive the spirit of sonship. It flows down over our own prodigal sons. Still waiting for my good son, the good daughter. My daughter's the good daughter. To come home, and she's home, but I mean, it's just she struggles with older brother issues, like we all do. All right, how can we pray and minister on this now? How can we pray and minister in this now? We're going to start out with a corporate prayer, and I don't know how you want to respond to this corporate prayer. There needs to be some response. We're going to pray it out loud. It will be a rather lengthy as we pray first these prayers of forgiveness and these prayers of repentance. If you feel more comfortable right now, going ahead and moving out of your chair or coming to the front or kneeling. If you want to take some posture like that and that helps you to make the adjustment, go ahead and do that right now. Turn that down just a little bit. Take a posture of repentance. Take a posture of repentance before we start this. You can be at your seat. Maybe on the floor, along the aisles of the floor somewhere. But we want to pray corporately about 10 minutes together. This prayer of repentance. Then we're just going to go into soaking time. Forget lunch today. We're fasting today. If you need to go, certainly we understand that people have work schedules and time schedules. And there's something much more powerful about praying it out loud. If emotions or tears come to the surface, do not press them down. Because receiving love is all about lowering the walls, and pressing down emotions or tears is about building walls, not lowering walls. prepare your heart now. Now, whether your mother or father has passed away or whether they're alive, it makes no difference, because we don't want the 48-year-old man praying this prayer. I want to ask you a question. This is who we want praying this prayer. At what moment did you cease being a son or daughter to your mother and father? We want that child to pray your prayer. Maybe it was through the birth experience, the trauma of the birth experience. You ceased at birth, or maybe felt rejected in the womb, and you ceased then. For me, it was 12 years old. For my daughter, Sarah, it was 5 years old. Now get in touch with that moment. You may not have a memory. You may, just as far back, I don't know when I ceased. I just know I wasn't. And just find at one point of time what you feel would be a good point of time to pray this. And we want that little boy, that little girl, to pray this prayer. Now help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Just say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that Jesus led the way. He was the perfect model of submission. This perfect model of the spirit of sonship. And because he led the way, he has empowered me to follow. And I realize, Father God, I've lacked the spirit of sonship. And I want to enter into that. I'm willing, but I know I can't get there on my own. I need your ability. I need your grace. And so I humble myself right now. And I bring my parents. Now for you, it may be birth parents. They may be step parents. It's going to be a little more general than specific prayers was Sunday. But however you can work through that. It may have been grandparents that raised you. Now, I want the little child to pray this. I want the child. At what moment did you cease being your mother or father, son or daughter? And if it's more specific for you, if you need to say dad or you need to say mom, I'm just going to say mom or dad. You do what's best for you. Just say, Mom and Dad, I choose to forgive you for the faults and weaknesses I saw in your life. I know you were so wounded. The things I've heard this week, I've always saw how much you hurt me. But I realized how hurt you must have been. How wounded you must have been. So I choose to forgive you, for you knew not what you were doing. You parented me out of your own pain. Out of the pain of your childhood. And so I choose to forgive you for your inability to be comforting, your inability to nurture, your inability to give me affection, your inability to speak words of love. I forgive you. I forgive you for not providing a safe home for me. You never had one yourself. How could you give me what you never had? Yet I demanded it. I put a demand on the relationship. And how that must have hurt and wounded you. Because you felt so helpless. And the guilt you must have taken on. Because of the woundedness that came out. And I placed the cross between you and I. And I choose to forgive you. For your inability to father me, to mother me. You did the best you could with the woundedness you had. Now, Mom and Dad, I ask you to forgive me for rebelling against your love. I rebelled against your house. I rebelled against your parenting. And I justified the rebellion. I focused on your faults and weaknesses. And I was right. But I justified my closed spirit by my rightness. And I need you to ask you to forgive me for closing my spirit to you. Forgive me for not considering your feelings and how much it must have hurt you. I didn't realize how guilty you must have felt, because you knew you hurt me, but you fought to be right. And then it started this tit for tat. I reject you. You reject me. I speak critically to you. You speak critically to me. And I rejected you. I rejected your values. I rejected your morals. I rejected your boundaries. I rejected your parenting. And I ceased being a son or daughter. I was wrong to close my heart to you. I asked you to forgive me. Forgive me for the strong will. Forgive me for the lack of submission. Forgive me for the independence. Forgive me for the self-reliance. Now I need to release you, Mom and Dad. I release you from the responsibility that I've placed upon you to come to me, for you to make it right with me. I now realize you're probably too wounded for that. And so I release you right now. And I let go of the pain. Now, Father God, come to me. Impart to me the spirit of sonship. I renounce the orphan spirit from my childhood. And I ask you to give me a divine plan for those whose parents are alive. Show me how. I don't want to do it the way Jack did it with his mother. You spoke to Jack. Speak to me about how I can set my heart right with my mother and father. And no matter what their response is, may I walk in humility and love. I pray for them right now. That they be open to my repentant heart. And I need your grace. And I know that comes through humility. So may I have the Spirit of Christ, a humble and gentle heart, that your grace would increase, that at your timing, there might be a conversation with my parents. And may they have grace to receive me, and I grace to receive them. I renounce the dishonor, and I renounce the curse that came from this separation.
Now let's go a little further. Let's bring employers through our years that we rejected because we lacked a spirit of submission. Those we criticized, those we attacked because we saw their faults and weaknesses, and those who saw the lack of sonship in us and fired us or released us or let us go. Those who we just couldn't submit to because we felt they were too much in error. But their error does not justify our lack of sonship or our lack of submission. So just bring to your heart, your mind right now, one of the past employers, someone there to where you just entered into rebellion. You wondered why you didn't receive promotion and others were. Can't receive an inheritance without sonship. So right now, just pray with me. Just say, Lord God, I bring you this employer. And the employers in the past, whom I had trouble with, I choose to forgive them for every way they misrepresented your love to me. I forgive them for not honoring me. I forgive them for not valuing me. I forgive them for the way they rejected me. I forgive them for promoting others above me. But now, I ask you to forgive me for dishonoring them in my heart. Forgive me for the rebellion against them. I justified my behavior by their lack of concern for my life. And so, forgive me, God, for every way I spoke against them, every way I criticized them. Love covers, and I uncovered them. The workmates, the people in the community, and I renounce that spirit of accusation right now. And forgive me for the rebellion towards employers. Now I ask for a spirit of sonship in the workplace, that I may have the spirit of submission, that I might get underneath my supervisor, or whether he deserves it or not, that I might get underneath and push up, that something in me, a spirit of humility, a spirit of submission, might do all I can to make them successful. But as I continue to push up from underneath with the spirit of sonship, as they're promoted, I'll be the man promoted. Encompass me about with a shield of favor. And exalt me, Father, above all other workers, because of the spirit of sonship being released in me. May I receive an inheritance within the natural realm, that I might be the head and not the tail, the spirit of sonship flowing through me within the workplace. I really believe God wants to do something very special with some of you within your jobs. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take loyalty. It's going to take that spirit of sonship. It's not about kissing up. It's an act of self-redemption to have a spirit of submission, to get underneath and push up. And as you make them successful, you'll get their jobs. As they're promoted and get new jobs, they will make you successful. Or go the way of the world, criticizing, demeaning, devaluing the orphan spirit. There'll be others that will reject you. There'll be others that will accuse you of kissing up. You know, you're going to be a man of honor, a man of integrity, a man of submission, a woman of purity, a woman of respect. God's going to raise you up and exalt you in the workplace. In Psalm 45, He will exalt you above your brothers. He will exalt you above your brothers and anoint you with the oil of joy of what it means to be promoted because of the spirit of sonship, your inheritance coming to you. Now let's go a little further. I want you to think about the people of spiritual authority, the pastors, the elders, the churches, the leaders in the past that you found yourself in situations. Some may have been spiritual abuse, granted, some may have been, but others were not spiritual abuse. It was just doing the best they could with the revelation they had. But God placed you in places, and then you focused on the faults. Maybe it was others coming and uncovering the pastor, uncovering the leadership to you. Love covers. Love covers. Love covers. And there was unloving acts. There was uncovering acts. Acts of accusation. And somehow your spirit got defiled. I'm not saying you have to come back under that person's authority. You do have to forgive them, though. You do have to release them. They may have been older brothers. They may have been younger, prodigal brothers. But honor all men. Ah, love the brotherhood. Love covers. Now in your mind, I don't want you right here, this person here, to forgive that person. Let that memory come to mind right now. How hurt you were. How the feelings of rejection or abused you were, or used you were. I want that person 5 years ago, perhaps even right now, 10 years ago, I want that person to pray this prayer. Just say, Father, I bring you the spiritual fathers and mothers. You know how hurt and disappointed I was in that relationship. And I realize now it's not about them. It's about me and the spirit of sonship in my heart. There is no perfect father but you. And I choose to forgive them for every way they misrepresented the Father's love. I forgive them for the lack of honoring me. I forgive them for the lack of valuing me. I forgive them for the lack of promotion. I realized they couldn't promote me. There wasn't trust built. And it was my responsibility to build trust with the spirit of submission and sonship. So I forgive them right now. I forgive them for the lack of spiritual fathering. I forgive them for lack of moral values. I forgive them for every way their ministry misrepresented God's love. I forgive them for being more like older sons. And I place the cross between them and I. Let the cross filter out the pain, any unforgiveness, any blaming. I lay it all at the foot of the cross. And now, Father God, forgive me for the spirit of rebellion, for acknowledging their faults. And instead of love covering, I let my own hurt uncover them. Forgive me for speaking against authority. Forgive me for dishonoring authority. Forgive me for every accusation I made against authority. Forgive me for closing my spirit to authority. Forgive me for not getting underneath and pushing up. For not interceding for them. for not doing what I could to make them successful. And Father, there's people's lives that have not been affected with your love because I lack the spirit of sonship. So I didn't receive the inheritance. And the gifts of God have been held back in my life because I couldn't receive an inheritance. Authority didn't trust me, so they didn't give me inheritance. My ministry was hindered. Forgive me for those whose lives haven't been changed because I have gone without inheritance. And now I release those spiritual fathers. I lay down the self-condemnation. I lay down shame and guilt. And now I have one more person I need to deal with. It's you, Father God. I didn't realize how much your heart was aching for me. As my heart has ached for my children, you saw the independence and self-reliance in me. And you longed for me to come to you as a son. You deal with me as a son and daughter. But my lack of submission, I would only go so far with you because I lost basic trust. And I renounce that unbelief right now. And I ask you to forgive me for judging you as a harsh, angry God. I see now you're a tender, forgiving God. And you're just trying to bring me back home. You're not accusing me. You're not condemning me. You're not ashamed of me. But you've been trying for years. You've left the party. And you've pleaded and pleaded with me to come home. And I renounce the rebellion right now. I renounce the pride. I renounce independence. I renounce control. I renounce self-reliance. I renounce the inner vows that I'll do it my way. I renounce the inner vow that I'll not trust again. And I accept the truth that I am your son. That you have created me to be a son and daughter. And so forgive me, Father God, for not receiving you. I choose to be your son, your daughter. And I choose for you to be my father. And I ask you to come to me right now. And impart to me the spirit of Christ. The spirit of sonship. Spirit of humility. Come and restore me right now. I'm ready for the homecoming. Draw me into your house. I ask in Jesus' name. Now I just want to pray over you. Father, take of the spirit of sonship and repentance that you've been working in my heart. Father, just come and lay your hand upon them. And just impart right now, through the laying on of your hands, just impart to them. You are my child in whom I'm well pleased. You are my child in whom I find favor rest. Welcome home, son. And just cover them with a robe of righteousness right now. Just take the robe and put it upon their shoulders. Put the ring on their finger and restore them to full inheritance, releasing inheritance over them right now. Put on them the shoes, shod their feet with the gospel of peace right now, the peace and rest of knowing they are in their Father's house. Daddy's home right now. Daddy's in the house, and he has you with him right now. Just coming home, just walking in the door right now. Walking through the way, Jesus Christ, just coming in the door, in the Father's house. And we cut you free. We pronounce you released from the sins of your father against you. We pronounce you released of the sins of your mother against you. We pronounce you released of the sins of employers and supervisors against you. We pronounce you released of the sins of spiritual authority and older brothers against you. And we move you out of the house of independence into the house of dependence upon their earthly father. We move you out of the house of striving and fear into Father's house of peace and rest. And we release the spirit of adoption in Greek. We place you in the Father's presence. My child, I am always with you, and all that I have is yours. And we proclaim a day of rest in his house. A day of rest in his house. Just release it over them right now. Release it over them.
If you would like to order this tape set or any other material available at Shiloh Place Ministries, you may reach us at 843-365-8990 or write to us at Shiloh Place Ministries, Post Office Box 5, Conway, South Carolina, 29528. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. For our friends comfortable with a computer, log on to our website for the latest Shiloh Place itinerary and news at www.shilohplace.org. Or you may email us at info@shilohplace.org.